Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 5 minutes past the hour of 9, you are listening to the social program on Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat, and inshallah I'll be keeping you company this morning right up till 10 a.m. Coming up in today's edition of the social program, we'll be discussing chapter 11 with Maulana Bam, and we are busy discussing the book Enjoy Your Life by the author Sheikh Muhammad Abdurrahman Al Arifi. To tell us more about today's program and also a recap of last week, we've got Maulana on the telephone line. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana, jazakallah for the opportunity, and assalamu alaikum to all the listeners. We are busy doing the book Enjoy Your Life, the art of interacting with people, the way Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do so. And in the last three chapters, the author has spoken about dealing with specific categories of people in our community and society, starting off with the poor, with the woman, and then with the children. And last week we spoke about the aspect of children, how do we deal with children. And we hope, inshallah, that we will be able to continue with this topic in our today's program. Maybe we should also just say that maybe we will be looking at different types of parenting and how children live up according to the training that the parents give. And I think it will be something that will be worthwhile. And we are looking forward to a good interactive discussion with our esteemed listeners.
Very interesting lineup, Maulana, indeed. The SMS line to the program is 083-786-2859. That's on Maulana Ibrahim Baum's side. On our side, in the studios, we've got 48855. That's 48855. Alternatively, you could WhatsApp on the studio number 072-786-1548 or tweet at Ibrahim Baum. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.
Africa.
The months and days of Hajj towards Eid al-Adha have arrived. Sponsor one or more Qurbani animals for those in need for just 750 rands per share in the most deserving areas of Africa, or just 1,700 rands per share in South Africa. The slaughtering of livestock overseen by AMA representatives is undertaken within these remote villages to ensure that the most needy experience the essence of Eid al-Adha. Call Africa Muslims Agency now on 011-834-8685 or donate online at Africa Muslims Agency at co.za. Africa Muslims Agency, the agency that cares.
Africa.
Is your child rubbing his eyes or complaining of headaches, watery or itchy eyes? Eye care for kids begins at birth. At school, 80% of a child's learning is based on vision. When last has your child had their eyes screened? An eye test examines the internal and external structure of the eyes to coordinate care for hand-eye coordination in preschoolers, glaucoma, cataracts and retinal disorders, diabetes and hypertension. Trade Route Optical for a free vision screening. An excellent investment in your health. Two pairs of glasses for 699 Rand or buy one, get one free on selected frames. Trade Route Optical. Your eyes are our concern. Shop you too next to FNB 852 Eyes 3937.
From only 19,900 per person, including airfare, Hashimi Hotel in Aqsa, 3-star hotel in Medina, 5-star hotel in Mecca, limited seats. Contact Maulana Musa Badat on 011-0400-800. That's 011-0400-800. Call now.
Colors of India Shopping Festival at the Lanesha Cricket Stadium in the big white tent behind Signet Terrace from 21st August to 6th September, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bringing you the latest designs from India. Bridal wear, Punjabis, kurti tops, footwear, jewelry, Kashmiri carpets and food courts. 21st August to 6th September, 17 days only, no extensions. Entrance from Robin and Hummingbird Avenue, free entry and secured parking.
Nasheed reciter, Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasmi of India,
will grace the shores of South Africa as a special guest of Madrasa Zia Ul Badr for a month-long tour in August, inshallah. Madrasa Zia Ul Badr, in conjunction with Spiritual Chords, will be hosting an array of fundraising dinners and massage programs across South Africa. For further information, call Kari Musa Sida on 083-786-4221.
Get ready Thursday mornings to listen to Maulana Ibrahim Baum as he discusses common social issues prevalent in our society today. Tune in to the social program every Thursday mornings from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. for an enlightening and interesting discussion on widespread topics that affects us all. Tweet Maulana Habib Bobat at Habib Bobat. This is a social program with Maulana Ibrahim Bam. Call 011-854-1548. Tweet at Ibrahim Bam.
We are looking at chapter 11 of the book Enjoy Your Life by Sheikh Muhammad Abdurrahman Al-Arifi, and we are busy discussing parenting styles. Maulana, we can start off the program.
Yes, Maulana, I think a very important point. Last week we spoke about how do we deal with our children. Obviously, the author, since we are doing the book on Enjoy Your Life, he has spoken with regard to how do you deal with children, saying that what you learn in childhood, you grow up with that. And he gave certain examples of his own life, that how he interacted with people, and he was kind to children who were in their formative years, and they grew up to admire, they grew up to respect, and they grew up with those qualities that he had emphasized, which tells us that many a times kindness has that type of impact upon a person that harshness does not have. And this is something that is borne out even in the Holy Quran. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. Do not repel harshness with harshness. I've heard Mufti Mahmutab Rahmatullah Ali many a time saying that many a times children actually encourage rebellion. They do encourage being rebels. And you have to disarm them.
Mm.
And he used to give this example of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi Karim s.a.w. many times used to tell Anas, that Anas, go and do such and such a thing. And Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu sometimes didn't do it, and what Mufti Sahib used to say, that sometimes he said, I'm not going to do it now. And Nabi Karim s.a.w. didn't get angry. Now can you imagine a youngster telling the Nabi of Allah, I'm not going to do it. And what would be the reaction in today's time? How dare you speak to the Nabi of Allah like that? Nabi Karim s.a.w. didn't get angry. After a while, Nabi Karim s.a.w. said, Anas, did you do such and such a thing? And Anas radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm going to do it right now. So what Mufti Sahib used to say, and I remember this very clearly, used to say that he was encouraging to be rebellious. And Nabi Karim s.a.w. by not responding to what he was doing, disarmed him.
Subhanallah.
So disarmed him. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنُ. Do not repel harshness with harshness. If you are harsh, the other person is also going to be harsh. What's going to happen? It's just going to create more problems. If you throw thorns in the path of those people who throw thorns in your path, then the whole world will become full of thorns. Let me just repeat that again, maybe something that just strike me now, that if you throw thorns in the path of those people who throw thorns in your path, then the whole world, the only thing what will happen is that the whole world will become strewn with thorns. What did Allah Ta'ala say? اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنْ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِينٌ. So in this way, with the person with whom you have adawat and hostility will become your sincere friend. Now, I must say something that I want people to understand this. As ulama, many a times I've heard from the minbar people saying that there is repercussions of iman and amal saliha. When you do iman and amal saliha, if you do iman and righteous deeds, you will find certain repercussions will come out. For example, inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat sayaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wudda. Those who have iman and who do righteous deeds, Allah will create muhabbat amongst them. Right? وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ عَمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah promises the people who do iman and amal saliha, Allah will give them authority in the earth. So many times ulama will say, and rightly so, that if you have iman and amal saliha, Allah will make you in charge of the world. Because you don't have it, therefore you are not in charge. Right? So when you use that argument in one way, why don't you use the argument in the other way? That Allah, just as you're using those two examples, that iman and amal saliha will give you authority. If you don't have authority, it is because you don't have iman and amal saliha, you don't have iman and righteous deeds. Use that same argument in this ayat. That if someone is hostile to you and you, that person has not become your friend, it is because you have not repelled harshness with goodness.
Subhanallah.
Because Allah's promise cannot be wrong. Allah says, "Idfa billati hiya ahsan, fa idha alladhi baynaka wa baynahu adawatun ka'annahu waliyyun hamim." Repel, do not, wala tastawil, wala ta, wa man ahsanu qawlan mimma da'a ila Allah wa amila salihan wa qala innani min al-muslimin, wala tastawil hasanatu wala sayya, idfa billati, do not repel evil with evil. Repel evil with goodness. The person who is hostile will become your friend. If it is not happening, it is because you have not repelled harshness with muhabbat. Amazing. You have repelled harshness with harshness. Therefore, the person who is hostile is not becoming your friend.
Yes, so in essence, if your son is rebelling or speaking above his voice, you don't need to do the same.
Definitely.
You need to become more courteous, and you need to try and understand what's the reason why he's talking in that manner, and then perhaps address the issue itself. Murana, you mentioned the incident of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he served the Prophet of Allah for 10 years. What's interesting is that he is narrating the incident at a very later stage.
Mm-hmm.
And another interesting point is that he is narrating, not the Prophet of Allah, that look, I was looking after this youngster and I did not get cross. But it's the other person, the opposite party, relating to you. And it stood out for him, Murana. That incident stood out for him. And he's telling the people that look how generous the Prophet of Allah was in terms of his akhlaq. And look at it. Look how he dealt with me.
And not only that, I mean, you look at so many other people. Look at the love and actually wanting to sacrifice their love for the Nabi of Allah, sacrifice their life. I mean, Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu says that I was with these two young companions of Ansar, Mu'adh and Mu'awwidh, and all of a sudden they said, "Oh Abdullah, can you tell us who is Abu Jahl?" And Abdullah ibn Masud was an experienced person who came from Makkah, knew, and he said, "What have you got to do with Abu Jahl? What do you know about him?" Those 14-year-old children, we heard that he inconvenienced our Nabi. We heard he gave taklif to our Nabi. We heard that this is what he did to our Nabi. Tell me where he is. Now, a 14-year-old to be able to do such a thing tells you how the Nabi of Allah had impacted upon those young people. And I think that is something that we have to think so much.
Indeed. The lines are open, 011-854-1548, the SMS line 48855, or alternatively 072-786-1548, or tweet at Ibrahim Baum. Yes, so it's important, Malam, we disarm the children first and then we interact with them, otherwise it just becomes more difficult.
It's very true what you have also said, and maybe we'll read that out. Children learn with what they live. If children live with criticism, they learn to condemn. If children live with hostility, they learn to fight.